Stand and sing it with us. It's okay.
Afternoon. My name is Jerry Wilder. Like to thank you this afternoon for joining Faith at Noon. Our session today is going to be a blessed session. We are looking at Matthew, the 16th chapter. If I had to have a title or a subject, it would be entitled The Revelation of Peter. And so the Bible deals with this text in Matthew of the 16th chapter. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" I happen to think that's a very interesting question. Jesus asked his disciples, people that followed him, people that believed in him. He asked his disciples, "Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am?" And they gave the answer. They answered his question. But what's interesting to me about this particular verse is Jesus, who is the answer, is asking a question. And I don't know about you if you have ever had God to ask you any questions, but according to this text in Matthew, Jesus is asking his disciples a question, not as if he didn't know, but he's asking a question: who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? His disciples, they responded to the question. And so, again, for all of you who are tuning in today to Faith at Noon, it's a very, this particular text, this particular account is very familiar to the church world, to all those that are tuning in. And so his disciples answered his question. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some say that thou art Elias, some say that thou art one of the other prophets, some say that thou art Jeremiah. And so religiously, all of that could have sounded good, but it was still the wrong answer. And so what I want to say to you today is that people are saying a lot of different things about who Jesus is. And so Peter, in this particular account, give us a revelation of who Jesus is. And so it don't really matter about what some say, because it's a lot of people saying a lot of things, and because all of these people have their opinion about who Jesus is, sometimes people can say things and it can religiously sound correct, but at the same time be the wrong answer. This is what happened in this particular text in Matthew, where Jesus asked his disciples, gave them an answer about what men said about who he was. And so all of it was the wrong answer. And then all of a sudden, Jesus himself, he personalized the question. He said unto his disciples. So if those disciples are following the Lord Jesus Christ, and those disciples believe in his teachings, and those disciples have left everything that they have to follow him, then they must have a different understanding, a different revelation, a different perception of who Jesus really is. And so Jesus now, he personalized the question to his disciples. He said, and who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? And so all of a sudden now, Peter answered the question. And I really don't know if Peter really understood what he said, if he really stumbled on the answer, if he really blurted out on the answer. But Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ. So now it's important to understand that Christ is not Jesus' last name, but Christ is a Greek word that identify who Jesus is and what is on him. And so Peter said, thou art the Christ. In other words, thou art the anointed one. Thou art the anointed Messiah. Thou art the anointed Savior. And so the word Christ identify what was on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so when people look at the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, people might say different things about who he is, but I'm here to say to those who are tuning in on this afternoon that Peter stumbled across a revelation of who Jesus is. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so, yes, Jesus is our Savior, but in addition to him being the Savior, he is the Son of the living God. Jesus is our healer. In addition to him being our healer, he is the Son of the living God. Jesus is our provider. In addition to him being our provider, he is the Son of the living God. And so it's important for all of us who are saved and born again to understand that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, in addition to all of the things that Jesus have done for us, all of the things that he is doing, all of the things that he is going to do. He's all of that. But most importantly, we have to understand that he is the Christ. There is an anointing on Jesus that can save us, heal us, deliver us, pick us up, turn us around, put our feet on solid ground. There is an anointing on him that will set our priorities in order. There is a life-changing anointing on him that when you have a real encounter with him, Something supposed to happen in your life. Something is supposed to change. Your life is not supposed to remain the same as it was before you had an encounter with him. And so Peter says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so Peter get this revelation that is totally different from the revelation of men. Because the revelation of men, matter of fact, the men didn't even have a revelation, but men said, thou art John the Baptist. Some said that he was Elijah. Some said that he was Jeremiah. Some said that he was one of the other prophets. And so what I want you to hear, and everyone that is tuning in to this broadcast on this afternoon, people are saying a lot of things about who Jesus is, and they are leaving out the most important fact about who he is, that he is the Christ. He's the Son of the living God. And so it's important that Jesus himself, he personalized, glory to God, he personalized the question to make sure that his disciples had the proper godly perspective of who he is. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. And so Jesus answered and said unto Peter, thou art blessed. So notice now, most people today, they determine, glory to God, how blessed by what they have, where they live, what they drive, how much money they have. People determine how blessed they are based on the possessions that they have. Jesus said to Peter, thou art blessed, not based on what he have, not based on what he drive, not based on how big or small his fishing business was, not based on what he had in his pocket. Jesus answered and said unto Peter, thou art blessed. So Jesus called him blessed, and Jesus said to him, Peter, the son of Simon Bar-Jonah, thou art blessed, because flesh and blood have not revealed this revelation unto you. And so what I need you to hear and understand is that you could be blessed at the bus stop. You could be blessed whether you have money or not. You could be blessed because how blessed you are really do not depend on what you have and what you do not have. Being blessed really don't depend on what you drive and what you do not drive. Jesus answered and he said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you. And so, again, want to take the opportunity to thank all of those who are tuning in to Faith at Noon by way of Facebook Live. Just want to say to you that in this studio have the capacity to reach 150 countries. So this broadcast is going beyond just Facebook Live. And so it's important now that you understand that Jesus called Peter blessed, not because of anything that he had, but because of the revelation that God the Father revealed unto him. And so again, what revelation do you have about who Jesus is? If somebody asks you today, who is Jesus? How would you respond? What would be your response? What would you say? And so I'm here to say that if someone asks me or someone asks you today who Jesus is, then we need to have a similar revelation that Peter had about who Jesus is. And again, in addition to all that Jesus has done, we need to really understand that Jesus is the Christ and that he is the Son of the living God. And so Jesus said to Peter, thou art blessed because of this revelation. And then also he says to Peter, this revelation that you just received about who Jesus is, that's not of yourself. My Father, which is in heaven, he has revealed this revelation to you about who I am. And so now what you need to understand is that when God really start dealing with you, it's important that you understand that the Bible talks about, I believe the Bible talks about in Proverbs 20:27, the Bible talks about the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. So what you really need to understand is that when God start revealing revelation to you, that revelation come right from God the Father, right to your spirit. And so I want you to understand that Jesus said to Peter that this revelation that Peter received about who he was, being the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus wanted Peter to understand that flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but it was my Father which was in heaven. And so now, it's important now to understand that Jesus considered Peter blessed because of the revelation that he received, glory to God, from the Father. And so it's important for people to understand that you are blessed, and you are blessed, glory to God, not by the things that you possess, but you are blessed by the revelation that you have about who Christ, glory to God, really is. And then it's important to understand that revelation do not come by flesh and blood. Revelation comes by God the Father. In other words, revelation is having a revelation of Christ that you did not have of him before it was revealed to you by our Father, glory to God, which is in heaven. And so it's important, glory to God, that we understand that. And it's important to understand that revelation really don't come to your head, because when God saved you and when you was born again, your head was not saved. It was your spirit that was saved. And that's why the Bible talks about in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new, because it was your spirit that's on the inside of you that was recreated by the Spirit of God, and that's the part of you that God deal with. He don't necessarily give revelation to your head, and you do understand that when God saved you, that your flesh did not get saved. It was your spirit that got saved. Say amen, somebody. Text me or comment me amen if you believe, glory to God, what the Spirit of God is saying. And so it's important that we understand how revelation comes. And so that's why Jesus said to Peter, "Thou art blessed." He said that because of the revelation that was revealed to him by our Father, which is in heaven. And so it's important now. I want to reiterate this and say this again. It's important that you understand that your mind can't be born again. Your mind can only be renewed. That's why the Bible says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." And so the reason that your mind have to be renewed is so your mind and your thinking and your attitude can get on one accord with the revelation that God is really bringing, glory to God, to your spirit. And then it's important that you understand that when God saved you, that your flesh didn't get saved neither. That's why it's important that all of us understand that you have to crucify daily your flesh, and you have to mortify the deeds of your flesh, because your flesh is accustomed to having its own way. And so sometimes you, including myself, you don't have time to really get in other people's business and talk about other people and judge other people and talk about other people, because before this whole thing is over, you're going to have to get control over your own flesh, and you're going to have to check your own flesh, and you're going to have to get your own flesh, bring your own flesh under subjection and take authority over your own flesh, so that your spirit, your mind, and your flesh can be on one accord. And so now it's important now again that you understand that when God begins to speak to you, that God don't deal with your head. I want somebody to hear that is watching this broadcast today, is that God don't speak to your head. That's why we have to learn how to hear God with our spirit, that you have to learn how to listen to the still small voice, glory to God, that is on the inside of you, because again, the Bible says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. In other words, your spirit is what God illuminate. Your spirit is what God give revelation to. Your spirit is what God, glory to God, enlighten. And so a lot of times people have to learn what to listen for when they are trying to hear the voice of God. That's why people have to learn when God reveal revelation, he don't reveal it, glory to God, to your head. And so I hope this afternoon that this broadcast, glory to God, is really helping somebody, because Your mind can only be renewed, and God is waiting on you to renew your mind based on the word of God, so that your mind can just be on one accord with what God is really doing in your spirit. And so I don't know about you, but I thank God today for the revelation that Peter received from God the Father who was in heaven. This revelation that Peter received, it wasn't taught to him by other men. Jesus said he didn't learn it by flesh and blood, that it came by revelation of the Father. And that's how revelation come, people of God. Revelation come right from the Spirit of God, right to your born again, recreated human spirit. And so it's important, glory to God, that all of us really understand, glory to God, how revelation flow and how revelation come. And then Jesus said unto him, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail," glory to God, "against it." And so as I make preparation to wind this broadcast down, Faith at Noon, I hope this has been a blessing, glory to God, to you. But notice now, after revelation came, notice what Jesus said to Peter after the revelation came to Peter. Again, he said unto him, "Thou art Peter." So in other words now, he wasn't going to build his church on Peter, because Peter is not the head of the church. Jesus is the head of the church. But what he was saying to Peter, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. So someone that is viewing this broadcast might be asking, what rock? I will say to you, the rock of the revelation that Peter received about who Jesus is. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to Peter, upon the rock of that revelation, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And so people of God, I want you to know that when you have a revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the gates of hell shall not prevail. I'm not saying everything is going to be easy. I'm not saying that you won't have any challenges, but I'm saying to you, because of the revelation that the Spirit of God had revealed in you about who Jesus is, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. And so again, we will pick this up in our next broadcast. My name is Jerry Wilder. I'm the senior pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church, located in the city of Patterson, 385 Broadway, in the LOJ building on the second floor. I hope this broadcast and this session has been a blessing to you. Want to give all of those who perhaps who are viewing this broadcast who don't have a home church, our worship service is every Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Please feel free. Take this as a personal invitation. Please feel free to worship with us, I guarantee that your life will never be the same. And it's time for us to start walking in the light of the revelation that the Spirit of God have revealed on the inside of us, and know that the gates of hell shall not prevail. And so until next time, may God richly bless you.